Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir?
What's up?
Am I speaking with John Stanley?
John Stanley.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now, we'd like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything and will not ask you for a donation. Now, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
40 years, okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer.
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journeyman, level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
Journeyman.
Journeyman, okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Well, I'm retired. I've been retired for 5 years, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, while you were working, were you unable to work to find job?
No, I always had work.
You always had work, okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No. I was always union.
Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Great. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Probably, maybe fewer. Fewer now.
Maybe fewer. Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as they were this time last year?
I would say fewer.
Fewer. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I would say yes, probably.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I'd say about the same.
About the same, okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, you will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Now, switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? COVID-19, dust, air quality, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
I would say probably I work part-time in the steel mills and part-time outside. And I would say probably the quality of what, you know, we worked with, you know, in the air. I mean,
like
you
dust,
know, hazardous materials.
Or unsafe power tools?
No, the power tools were pretty safe.
Okay, so what about the dust and air quality?
The air quality was probably not as good.
Okay, so we can put that one down?
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, not since I retired.
Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in this activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing.
No.
What about picketing?
What about what?
Picketing?
Picketing? No.
Uh-huh. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. We're almost done, okay? In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Well, occasionally when I was working, occasionally union rep met.
From 1 to 6, could you please rate or rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from? Internet or social media? Cable news?
No.
Print or online newspaper? Local TV news programming? Friends and neighbors? Radio? Which one will be the first one?
Probably newspapers.
Okay.
And then television.
Okay, local TV news. And then?
Newspapers. I would say that would be the two.
Okay, what about cable news or friends and neighbors?
No, I don't know.
What about radio?
I don't get any from it. Pardon me?
Radio.
No, I don't listen to radio.
What about the internet or social media?
No, I don't even have a computer.
Okay, so what about after local TV news programming, would you say that you get your news from cable news?
Yes.
Okay. And then after cable news, would that be radio?
No, it would be newspaper.
Okay. But after that one, would be radio?
No, I don't have a radio.
What about friends and neighbors?
No, my wife died and I'm pretty much by myself here. I know some people, but we don't.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, immigration, jobs and the economy, education, foreign policy, the environment, or something else?
I would say environment.
Environment, okay.
Yes.
As you may know, BHC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
The only thing I know for sure is that being here in Indiana, it's a Republican state, and so they don't have any use for unions. And I have always been union, so, I've always backed the union, and I'm a Democrat, so.
I understand, sir. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects.
Right.
Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that
very
federal
important
officials support it?
Very important.
Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers, yes.
Much more?
Yes.
Somewhat, okay. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president, overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
What about the economy?
I think he's doing a great job, strongly. I approve strongly.
What about immigration?
Well, we need work, but Joe Biden is doing the best he can.
So can you say approve somewhat or strongly?
Approve somewhat.
What about healthcare?
Yes, he's doing good at healthcare.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
I would say I approve strongly.
Strongly. What about support for labor unions?
Very strong. Joe Biden is very strong on unions.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling his job?
I disapprove strongly.
Strongly, okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024?
I will vote.
Okay. So you're almost certain, correct?
Yes, I'm certain.
Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican, for whom would you vote?
No question. I would not vote for Donald Trump. I would vote for Joe Biden every day.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Now, what was the question?
Do you find it useful
to receive? Yes, I do.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Excellent. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I would say maybe more like job fairs and more publicity as far as the trade goes and things like that.
Okay. And the publicity that you're talking about, would that be something about apprenticeship programs or job openings?
Both.
Okay. About job openings and apprenticeship programs.
Apprenticeship, yes.
Okay. Just one second, okay? Let me go ahead and write that in for you. Apprenticeship program. All right, awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, we're almost done, okay, sir? We're almost done. Now, what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Boy, that's a good one. I would say, I would say probably making sure that all the work around, obviously we don't have residential, but making sure that all the jobs are union
and all the jobs are union. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union?
In the mail.
Email or just regular mail?
Just regular mail.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more times a year.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican,
yes,
or what? Democrat.
A Democrat, for sure.
Do you call yourself a strong Democrat or not?
Yes.
Really strong Democrat? Okay.
A strong Democrat.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm sorry, my race?
Yes, sir.
Caucasian.
Okay. Finally, for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Could I please have your first name?
John.
Thank you, sir. We are complete with this survey. Have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah.